I think we have to change the conversation in our society. Not in Southeast Asia, not in Malaysia, not in America. 7 billion people need to change the conversation of what success looks like. It is not to make $1 billion, it is to actually wake up in the morning and be in a good mood.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
So where do I wanna go? So look, there's a lot of things that are on my mind, and when I think about why you would come to this conference, what is always a big pressure and focus of mine is how do I bring value for you to coming to this event? Like, you're not here for kicks and giggles, there's something you're trying to get. And when I think about what somebody's trying to get, the reality is it's either the strategy, right, the information of the strategy, or it's the tactics. You know, there's two ways to go about this, strategy and tactics. And so for me, I always skew towards tactics because it's practical. Like, get happy or this and that or mindset, you know, it's super important, but it feels like it could lack the tangible notion to actually get you there. So that was my framework for a decade. Over the last couple of years, a lot of the things that I try to say, and when I look at people consuming my content and then why they're not doing something about it, I started realizing over time that it wasn't just the tactics, it was important for me to create the framework, the blueprint, the strategy, the why, so it allowed you to get there. So many people in this audience have a very good sense of what to do, but the reason they're not doing it is because they fear the judgment of others when they would actually do it. Look, it's very simple. If you follow anything I'm or a lot of other people are saying, it's very clear that this device has changed the framework of our society. And whether you're in Southeast Asia or America or Europe or South America, it's universal. This has changed everything from a practicality standpoint. But if you're fearful to go in because it's not what your parents want, or because you're not willing to pay the sacrifice of time and eat shit for 5 years to get what you want, it doesn't matter that you're knowledgeable, that YouTube and podcasting and Instagram and Facebook and Twitter or LinkedIn work on this platform. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I sit here for the next 45 minutes and tell you that in Malaysia, in Indonesia, in Singapore, in the collective Southeast Asia, besides mainland China, that Instagram story ads are so underpriced that if you spend $1,000 on them and actually put good content in there, whatever you're trying to accomplish will happen. It doesn't matter if I tell you that. How many people here consume my content? Raise your hands. Thank you. The reality is, and you probably know this, there's not many things that I believe in. There's only 7 to 10 things I believe in. I say them over and over every day in different ways, but if you consume my content, it's very unlikely I'm gonna say something in this first 30 minutes that's so different than what you've heard from me. It's kind of the way I think about getting into shape. You've heard for 20 years that it's exercise and eating right. You just wish it was a pill. And that's how I think about business. It's not very complicated. You have to have a good product, and then you have to communicate that product and service, and then you have to do that over and over and over again, and then something good will happen. Yet, everybody wants to know how to get from $0 to $1 million, or from 0 to 1 million followers fast. Fast is fundamentally the scariest word for me in business. Everything that has happened that's been good to me is slow. How many people here are under 31 years old? Raise your hands. Keep them up. When I was 31 years old, me, keep them up, don't be lazy. When I was 31 years old, I was making less than $100,000 a year working in a liquor store, building a business for my dad, and was going to be leaving 3 years later, owning nothing. Keep it up. Under 31, I worked in a liquor store, ringing people up, at the register. You can put it down. Everybody wants to get to a place, very few are willing to sacrifice to get there. Everybody wants something, and very few people are executing to go there. The amount of people whose actions map to the ambition coming out of their mouth is very low. There is no shortcuts, there is no secret, there's no system or model. There's the very basic nature of this. No matter what you do in this room, the customer that you're trying to reach is either very difficult to get to or very easy to get to on your ability to understand what's happening in the world. What I mean by that is, there's only marketing and sales. There's marketing and branding, and then there's sales. Understanding how they're different and why they're different is important, and then understanding how to do marketing and branding so that you're not at the mercy of sales is an incredibly important thing to do for long-term success. So for me, I spend all my time trying to figure out for my businesses and for the businesses I'm an investor in, how do you build a brand so that you're not at the mercy of sales or other platforms? How do I get you to want to do business, period, regardless of any other variable? The only way to do that is to bring more value to the consumer than you're asking for in yourself. The main reason that people struggle with social media content being successful for them is because when they post, they're selfish, not selfless. The number one reason, if you've been trying to grow your audience on these platforms and it is not successful, normally, 90% of the time, it's because when you post, you're posting for yourself, not for your audience. You want it for you, not for them. Period. And for me, that has been the foundational reason where a lot of my stuff has worked. And so for me, my number one challenge, Malaysia, is can you go 2 months with putting out content that only brings people value and creates nothing for you in return? You have to understand that intent is the most important part of the process. If you're putting out a piece of content just so it goes into your funnel so that you can make money on that person, you're fucked. Let me say it one more time for the kids in the back. If the second you post a video or a picture or written words, in your heart, the reason you're writing it, the reason you're recording it, the reason you're posting it, is to get them into you so you can sell them, you're in trouble. Because you may be good enough in the short term to get some money up front, but you will never build something long-term and meaningful. And until you understand that, you will continue to look for shortcuts, quick fixes, systems, and all sorts of other horseshit to let you make some money in the short term, and that is the macro vulnerability. The end. Actually, I can leave now. I'll stay. Because I think I'm contractually obligated. But the reality is that I genuinely feel that to be true. So look, here's what's happening. We've never lived in a time where the attention of our consumer is easier to get to. The cost to do content on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, you know, these platforms is super low. It's super low. It's hard. It takes time. You need to make a lot of it, but the cost is low. The ads are low, and even more importantly, the organic reach on some of these platforms is very high. I'll give you one very tactical thing. If you are not producing content on LinkedIn every day, you're making a huge mistake. Let me explain why. LinkedIn today, and remember, it's not up here, but my last book, Crushing It, I see it, right? I didn't even write about LinkedIn in that book. I wrote that 18 months ago, and LinkedIn is not even in that book. It was that not important. I put every other platform, but 18 months ago, If I was here, I wouldn't even said the word LinkedIn. Today, it is easily, in my opinion, one of the most ridiculous places for you to put content to drive your business, because the organic reach, you could have no followers on LinkedIn. You could sign up for a LinkedIn account today, write an article or make a video about whatever the hell you do for a living, post it, and get more people to see it than if you have 5,000 followers on Instagram, because the organic reach is reaching new people. The problem is, back to the first point I made on the other side of the stage, if what you're saying or writing isn't bringing value to the audience, it's selfish for you to get their money, you're gonna lose. Whoever holds their breath the longest wins. Whoever holds their breath the longest wins. The quicker you go for the sale, the less leverage you have. The more you try to disguise your sale, the more full of shit you are. This is the foundation and the framework that has forever worked for me. How many people here are entrepreneurs? Raise your hand. How many people here work for somebody? Raise your hand. Just want to get a sense. Who did not raise their hand in the last two questions? Raise your hand. Just want to make sure. My friends, what's amazing about this world, and if you're not following along in the first 15 minutes, let me say it one more time. I believe that every business, every person has to produce pictures, videos, and audio sounds for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Obviously, if you're in Japan, you have to do it for Line. Obviously, if you're in mainland China, you have to do it for WeChat or Weibo. You know, if it was 5 years ago in Indonesia, you had to do it for Path. I don't care the name you put it. It's the social networks where people interact. That's where you need to be. The luxury of this market is a couple things. When I look at the costs associated with the advertising on Facebook and Instagram, on YouTube, it's ridiculously low in this market. Even lower than it is in the US, and as you know, every day I yell about how underpriced it is. So imagine how good of a deal I think you have. To me, the concern I have and why I've started this talk the way I have is because I'm concerned about what you're gonna say. A lot of people don't know what to say. They're insecure, why would somebody listen to me? And so what they start to do is fake it. They start to make pretend they're an expert. They start to wear clothes that makes it look like they're successful. They fake it. It will never work. It will never work. What you're much better off doing is documenting your journey. You don't need to be an expert, you need to be honest. If you notice, you know, sometimes I said it earlier, if I talk about the same stuff, and once in a while somebody will leave a comment, or even here will be like, Gary, you talk about the same shit. And I look at them like, do you want me to lie and make up shit? Like, of course I talk about the same shit, because I've been running businesses for 20 plus years, and it works. And when I look at other businesses that work, they're doing the same thing I'm doing. And then when I look at other things, I see businesses sometimes that work for a year and then collapse, because it's what I've been talking to you about for the first 15 minutes, which is if you're gonna be built on shit, you're gonna sink. You like that one? That's a good one. I like it too. Right, because shit, you know, it's soft. I get it. Judgment is very interesting to me. I've come to realize in the last 3 years that it is judgment that is stopping 90% of this audience. Especially when you go into different subcultures, it is scary to me how many of you are not doing things because you're worried about what your parents would think. You're worried about disappointing your parents, you're worried about the leverage your parents have. And that is unbelievably true in every culture, but obviously quite true in this culture. Judgment is the number one thing that I need to break you out of for you to even begin to make content on social networks. You don't need to be perfect, you don't need to be right, you need to stay in your lane. You need to talk about what you know, you need to talk about what you're passionate about, you gotta talk about either what you like or what you know. But you can't worry about the comments. Are you really gonna live your life based on somebody anonymous saying that you're ugly or not smart? Yet, almost everybody does. The amount of people that refused to post or stopped posting because of a negative comment is remarkable, or because of a snarky comment by their brother or best friend or girlfriend. It's remarkable to me how grateful I am, how thankful I am that I was parented in a way that built self-esteem, confidence. And I'm grateful and also sad by how many aren't. And the only way I know to how to break it is to push positivity and optimism and practical positivity into the ecosystem. If you're sitting in this audience today and you're not happy, and I mean this, like really ask yourself, are you happy? It's really been interesting to me to find something that works, which is you have to change who you're listening to. If you're sitting in this audience today and you're not happy, you have to change who you're listening to. It's scary to me that 85% of the people that are here today are here for one reason. They're looking for something because most likely a parent put them in a position that hasn't allowed them to feel fully comfortable. And so what has gotten me more motivated than ever around this subject matter is this, and I'm gonna keep going back to it. I would not be giving this keynote 20 years ago because living a life around putting out content on a platform that could reach so many people wasn't real. When the internet wasn't here, it was harder to do what you love. It was harder to be practical. You couldn't work your day job and then start a whole nother big career after because it was late at night and the internet didn't exist, so there was no scale. You know what, we're gonna open a store that was only open from 9 p.m. to midnight? It wasn't practical. It is now. This is like, I wish everybody here understood, including me, how lucky we are to be living in a world where the internet is now a thing. Our grandparents didn't have these options. We must take advantage of this. And everybody thinks there's a right way. There is no right way. There's only your way. Some people are great at writing, others are not. Some people are comfortable in front of a camera, others are not. Some people are good at talking, others are not. The fact that you have the ability to control how you put out information based on what you're good at is remarkable. I don't want you to have a video blog if you're not comfortable in front of a camera. It's the reason I don't write. All my written content is Rogoff on my team taking the transcription of my audio. I can't write. I've written 5 New York Times best-selling books and I can't write. I'm serious. This is important. I have a top 100 podcast and I don't sit down and do a podcast. I strip the audio out of my vlog. Can we hear it for D-Rock? He's sitting on the ground. I deploy self-awareness and self-esteem to reverse engineer myself to put myself in a position to succeed. It is my great hope that I can inspire people to do the same. But it starts with being self-aware and having self-esteem. I will give you the tactics one more time. I think you should post on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Like it's the same shit. It works for everybody who does it. The problem is you're not doing it. And if you're doing it, you're so selfish that nobody wants to hear it. You understand? In a world where everybody can put out content, it means you have to be good, bless you. It means that you have to be good. The way to be good is to actually provide value. The way to provide value is actually care what they think, not what you think. It's like this keynote. This keynote is 100% gonna be content that brings you value, nothing else. That feels different than if it was something else. And that's what an audience understands. And so I wanna put real pressure on the framework, on the concept, on what's actually happening here, which is we are living through a transitional, transformative technology known as the internet. It is now finally 25 years old and mature. Everybody has it. Everybody has it all the time. and the whole world is getting flipped upside down, and you have an opportunity to take a piece of it. The problem is everybody wants to take the whole piece. Everybody's like, Gary, I'm gonna build the next Twitter or Uber or Facebook. Everybody's gonna build a $1 billion company. News alert, you're not building a $1 billion company. How about just building a company that you like and makes you happy? How about just doing something you like every day? Everybody's gotta, right? Like, how about that? How about people in here realizing that they have a job that might pay them a little bit more than something else, but they hate it, but they're not willing to live in a more humble home or drive a more humble car, and so they have a miserable job just to pay for shit that they have to impress other people that they don't even like. How about that fucking conversation? It has never been easier. And I don't like using the word easy, but I'm gonna say it. It has never been easier to make $100,000 a year because of this. The problem is everybody thinks you have to make $1 billion, and the problem is nobody has humility to live a $100,000 lifestyle. I think we have to change the conversation in our society. Not in Southeast Asia, not in Malaysia, not in America. 7 billion people need to change the conversation of what success looks like. It is not to make $1 billion, it is to actually wake up in the morning and be in a good mood. And whether that is me, who loves the game of entrepreneurship so much that he goes so hard every day because he just loves what he does, or if it's somebody who only wants to work 25 hours a week because all their other passions are so interesting to them and that's what is good for them, we have to allow for everything. We have to allow for everything because everything is true and everything is real. And you need to figure out, my biggest fear of my popularity is that you think you have to do it like me. The only hope I have when you look at me is that you try to figure out your version of you that makes you as happy as my version of me makes me. I want to remind everybody here, I'm 43 years old, which means when I loved entrepreneurship in America, nobody else did. It was not popular, only school. So I loved this thing before it was this thing. And guess what? When the economies collapse, everybody's gonna go off of entrepreneurship and go back to a job, and I'm gonna still love this thing when it's not as cool as it is today. When there isn't sneakers and fans, I'm gonna still like it because it's mine. I've always done it and I always will. You need to figure out that for you. Not what your parents think, not what I think, not what the comments think, you. Yeah. How are we doing Q&A? There are the mics, I see it now. Okay, real quick, because I'm gonna do a couple more minutes, but I'm gonna do another 5-10 minutes. But if you've got questions, there's mics all the way over there and all the way over there, so you should start lining up now if you have questions, because I'm not gonna be able to get to them all anyway. So this is your, wow, you're fucking running. Don't push her. Be careful. Jesus fucking Christ. While we're setting up for questions, let me talk about a couple other things and hopefully that will lead to the questions. I'm going very philosophical on you, right? I think, how many people here have followed me for more than 5 years? Just curious, probably not a lot. Okay, appreciate it. Some of you will know, it's interesting that I'm going higher up. It's uncomfortable for me. I don't wanna be a motivational speaker. I don't wanna talk in theory, but I'd be lying if I didn't tell you the reason I keep going higher is because it's been so clear what to do. Like, I guess maybe you all got, I write the books, like it's there. I put it out every day, it's there. What has transpired over the last 3 years is I'm like, why are people still not doing it? I can tell you exactly what to do. Figure out how you talk best, pictures, videos, written word, audio. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn, like it's that basic. That's what's led me to all the shit that I start thinking about, which is why. Judgment, insecurity, lack of confidence, faking it, which then doesn't feel good after a while, so you're stuck because you know you're lying, right? And so My biggest concern is that when people push you to wealth quickly, inevitably you have to fake it. And the reality is, that's why I talk about documenting it, not creating it, right? Just film, talk. Talk about trying to figure it out. That's real. Talk about the judgment of others. That's real. But then talk about your expertise, what you want to sell, you know, what you have. To me, a couple years ago, six years ago, I wrote a book called Jab, 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 Right Hook. The reason I did that was to give everybody a framework. Give, 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 and then ask. When you give, you need to give. When you ask, you need to ask. I'm here to give. This is a keynote. I will not sell you here. This is a keynote. I'm gonna give. But I'm also very comfortable when my new sneaker comes out to post it on Instagram and say, buy it. The problem is, most people, when they give with expectation that they're gonna get something in return. That is the non-definition of giving. When I give, I give. And if it doesn't mean that when I wrote Jab, 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 Right Hook, I said, give, 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 and then ask. The way everybody heard it, give, 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 and then take. We have to slow down. If you actually thought about your life in a 50-year window or an 80-year window, you would slow down. Everybody wants to succeed so fast because they want to prove something to somebody else. That makes you vulnerable. That makes you vulnerable. When you're producing for more likes, when you're producing for more subscribers, when you're producing for more money, when you're producing for more fame, it makes you vulnerable. Produce to bring value to the other party so much so that it guilts them into doing business with you. I mean it. You wanna really build something meaningful? Think about producing content in a way that is so valuable that it guilts people to do business with you. That is how I see brands that win, win. Thank you. In that vein, because so many of you consume my content and I could be repeating my tried and true things over and over and that will bring you less value, I'm gonna move to Q&A because it will get me into a place of saying new things and bring you the most value. So thank you so much, Malaysia, thank you.
Thanks so much for listening or watching to that episode of the Gary V Audio Experience. We really hope you enjoy it and we hope to see you next time.